In Mount Moriah, there's a rock inside the building. We call it the Rock of Moriah. We believe that that's where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, right on this rock, which is inside the building that is therefore called the Dome of the Rock. So this is the tradition that we have about this site, that this is where Mount Moriah would have been. The first time that we read about this place is when David... Okay, let her be here. Let you be here and I be here. Let's do it this way. She can watch me. Okay. Is when David first liberated the city from the Jebusites, which we call now City of David. We're going to be there. And then later on bought this property from Ornan the Hittite to be the one to build the temple. But you know, we know that David was not the one who built the temple. Why?
Warrior.
Spilled too much blood.
Men of war, okay. So all that David could have done, made all the preparation, including bringing the ark into the city. So who built the temple?
Solomon.
Right. So the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that a shrine, that a temple was actually built on Mount Moriah was about 950 BC, which is approximately 3,000 years ago. Solomon's temple was built on this mountain, somewhere in the area where that platform is now, where the Dome of the Rock is, in that part of the top mountain, that's where we believe that's where Solomon's temple was built. Solomon's temple was destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC. The Jews were 50 years in exile, and then it took them another 20 years before they were able to build their second temple. So the second temple was built exactly 70 years after the destruction of the first temple. And where was it built? On the very same place where the first temple had been. So again, somewhere up there. 500 years after the second temple was built by Zerubbabel, King Herod enlarged and built the largest shrine, the largest building in the world of that time, here on top of this mountain. That's when he enlarged this Temple Mount from where we are standing now all the way down to that western wall. Remember, the original Temple Mount was about where we are right now. That's where the original Temple Mount would have been. The largest construction that was ever done in this country at that time in the world was done here on this mountain. And this temple, that we call it Herod's Temple, that, ladies and gentlemen, was the temple that existed during the time of Jesus. So all the New Testament stories that we've been reading happened here on this mountain after when Herod's temple was built. Because remember, Herod died around the year 4 BC, which is about the time that Jesus was born. So that temple that Herod built was still there up till the year, which year?
70 AD.
Okay? So 70 AD, that's the year that that temple that Herod built was destroyed. And from that day on, 70 AD till now, we don't have a temple here in Jerusalem. We have no temple. So what do we have? We have that wall back there where we just had been, where we pray for the rebuilding of that third temple to be built on the very same site where the first and the second temple had been. And that's why we're going to take you in about an hour, hour and a half, to the Temple Institute, where you're going to see the people that make the preparations for the new temple that is going to be built here on Temple Mount.
So if he doesn't have a temple here, then what is this for now?
That comes now. Now, from 70 AD on, others control this mountain. First the Romans. After the Romans destroyed the temple, they put a pagan temple to Jupiter on this site in the year 135 AD. That temple was destroyed when Queen Helena, Constantine's mother, introduced Christianity into this part of the world. She destroyed that pagan temple, and nothing was built here till the Muslims came into this city in 639 AD. And then in 691 and 701, that's when those two shrines were built here on Mount Moriah. So the two shrines that we see here today were built 1300 years ago by the Muslims. And from that time on, They are the people who worship up here, up till this day. There was one period in between where they didn't have it. That was when the Crusaders were here. But that was only like 100 years, from 1099 to 1187. But other than this, the Muslims are in control of this site, and they are the people that worship up here.
And they don't allow us to go in.
And of course, by being in control of that site, they don't allow us to go into the mosque, because the mosque is the worship place. But we can, since 2004, we can come back into the temple now. This was also closed for 3 years, that you couldn't come here up at all. But now it's been open, and we can at least come up here to the Temple Mount itself, but not into the mosque. We're not allowed to go into the mosque, because this is their way to say it belongs to us. Okay?
Is it the temple where Jesus ruined the temple?
The money changers?
Yeah.
Yes. All the New Testament stories, all of them that you read about Jesus coming to the Temple Mount, happened right here on this same place where you are standing right now. He said, I was daily teaching you in the temple, and you never laid a hand on me. And then he went over and turned over those money changers tables, which were in this part of the Temple Mount. We are now in what was called the Court of the Gentiles. This is the area of the temple that you are in right now. The Court of Israel would have been up there. But we see the model city. You will actually have a little better understanding of what the temple would have looked like in the time of Jesus. We're also going there. So, what do the Muslims, of course, how do they get this place to become sacred to them? Well, you see, the religion, the Islamic religion, of course, has stories, if you read the Quran, that are basically stories from the Old Testament. But, of course, they change them. So one of the stories is that Abraham was taking his son, which son was it?
Ishmael.
Okay. And so they just changed the story that it wasn't Isaac, that it was Ishmael, according to their Bible. But then they added another story that brings this in connection to their Bible, even though Jerusalem itself is never, ever mentioned in the Quran. But what they did is, they tell a story, and by the way, that story was added to the Quran after his death, years after he had died, that Muhammad came on a night journey from Mecca, prayed here, and then ascended on his way back to Mecca into heaven from here. So they call it the night journey of Muhammad and the ascension of Muhammad. And that story was added to the Quran, as I said, 100 years after Muhammad had died. Because they realize it's not going to work if they're not going to have Jerusalem, or Al-Quds, as they call it, in their Bible. But remember, Jerusalem as a city is not even mentioned in the Quran. Mm-hmm. The only word that they mention is Al-Quds. And what means Al-Quds? The furthest away. It's the furthest away from Mecca. So Muhammad came on that night to Jerusalem. Only one night. He came, prayed, went into heaven and back into Mecca. Okay? And this Mecca, Wuhmin Hon, and Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. So this is how the Muslims put this place to become a sacred site to their religion. And that's how they control it now for those long years. He wasn't here really, but that's their story. That's written in their Bible.
Also, Al-Quds is not in the Quran.
No, Al-Quds is what they call or interpreted the word Jerusalem.
But it wasn't even in the Quran.
Yeah, that I didn't know. Well, Al-Quds is not even mentioned there?
No.
Okay.
Not Jerusalem, not Al-Quds.
Jerusalem, I know, is not mentioned. Not Al-Quds.
Not Al-Quds. I debated a Mufti on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It isn't there. I read the whole thing. It's not there.
Okay.
But it is in the Hadith.
In the
9 volumes of Sharia law.
Well, what were they added to the...
Yeah, of course.
The oral. What were they added to it later on?
Yeah, they condemned Jewish guides in there, too.
Not ours.
Okay, so what we're going to do up here, since we cannot go into the mosque, we're going to go nearer to the building itself.
Right.
And then we're going to go, by the way, the building itself, this is gold that you see up there. This is new gold, that's pure gold that they just put up there in the 1980s. King Hussein of Jordan gave the money to put that gold back on that dome. King Hussein of Jordan.
So this, tell them what's around it. In Arabic.
In Arabic, it is the first chapter of the Quran, and the word that says God has no son.
Right, repeats it.
Oh, man. No way. God that doesn't have the son, isn't the God we believe, right?
That's right.
When they say God, they say Allah.
No, they want you to believe the true God is Allah. Therefore, whatever one you believe, if it is God, would be Allah. It's tricky. You have to watch them.
Okay.
If you want to get along, say Allah.
We're going to go up to the top of